Good morning. It's Monday, April 27th, and the clearest pattern in AI right now is that the story has shifted away from shiny model launches and back toward the machinery underneath the boom. Ownership, regulation, courts, and infrastructure. The biggest fresh item this morning is geopolitical. CNBC reports that China has blocked Meta's planned $2 billion acquisition of Manus, the AI startup known for agent-style software. According to CNBC, China's state planner asked the parties to unwind the deal, despite Meta saying earlier that the acquisition complied with applicable law. That matters because Manus was one of the higher-profile agent startups in the market. And the failed takeover suggests cross-border AI deals are now getting judged not just on antitrust, but on export controls, industrial policy, and where a company is truly rooted. In plain English, if you are building frontier AI, your cap table and headquarters choices are starting to matter almost as much as your product roadmap. Second, the U.S. policy lane is getting more concrete. CNBC also reports that Representative Ted Lieu is backing a bipartisan AI bill that would crack down on deepfake distribution, strengthen protections for whistleblowers who report AI-related concerns, and push the U.S. to engage more actively in international technical standards bodies. This is not the giant omnibus AI law people debate on panels. It is more tactical than that. And that may be the point. Washington still struggles on sweeping AI legislation, but narrower bills around harm reduction, reporting, and standards are starting to look more achievable. Third, the OpenAI legal saga is narrowing, not disappearing. The Verge reports that Elon Musk has dropped fraud claims against OpenAI and Sam Altman before trial, while other claims continue. So the courtroom drama is not over, but the shape of the dispute is changing. For founders and investors, the takeaway is simple. Governance structures, nonprofit to commercial transitions, and public interest claims are not abstract brand questions anymore. They are live litigation risk. Fourth, the infrastructure backlash is no longer theoretical. The Verge highlights growing resistance in Georgia to major data center developments tied to the AI buildout. That is important because for the last year, the market treated compute expansion as a mostly financial and engineering challenge. Now it is increasingly a local political challenge, too. Communities are asking who gets the jobs, who pays for grid upgrades, how much water and land get consumed, and what happens to power bills. If this spreads, AI deployment speed could be shaped as much by zoning boards and state politics as by chip supply. And that leads to the broader read on today. TechCrunch's AI page is relatively quiet on new model releases in the last 24 hours. That silence is informative. The market is still obsessed with better models, but today's real action is happening in the operating layer around AI. Who can buy what? Who can regulate what? Who can sue whom? And where the compute can physically live? So if you want one sentence to carry into the week, it is this. AI is becoming a power industry, not just a software category. Now, three business ideas. First, a cross-border AI deal diligence service for screening acquisitions and partnerships for export control, ownership, and industrial policy risk. Second, an AI infrastructure community engagement firm to help developers model local impacts and negotiate community benefits. Third, an enterprise AI whistleblower compliance platform for internal reporting and audit workflows. And three product ideas. First, a deepfake incident response inbox for trust and legal teams. Second, a data center neighborhood impact tracker for residents and local governments. Third, an AI corporate structure monitor that tracks governance changes and litigation milestones at major labs. That's the morning brief. The key takeaway. AI's next bottlenecks are no longer just model quality. They're power, politics, and control.